The local school's director of transportation is encouraging the community to practice safe driving when driving around school buses. October 19th through the 23rd is National School Bus Safety Week. While the week is designated for the cause, it is always important to remember to drive safe around the vehicles carrying children of all ages. The director of transportation for Humboldt and Twin River Schools, Leo Riegelsberger, talks about school bus safety with KHBT. He reminds the community about the school bus warning signals.
The bus is coming up to a stop. They put on yellow warning lights plenty in advance a stop coming up. And as soon as you see the yellow lights, you're supposed to slow down to 25 mile an hour. And then once those red lights come on, that stop sign comes out on that driver's side of the bus, you need to stop for that bus because kids are going to be entering or exiting the school bus.
The director of transportation reminds the community exactly what is on those large yellow vehicles.
So anytime you see a yellow school bus, you know, believe it or not, they're hauling the most precious cargo you can have on the roads. Especially if you're out on the highway and that kind of stuff, you need to be kind of looking out for the kids because if you see a driveway where the bus might be coming up, slow down because they're going to be stopping here shortly within the next 30 seconds probably.
Additionally, the school's resource officer with the Humboldt Police Department, Susan Rutz, echoes the importance of obeying school bus traffic signals.
Those laws are designed to protect our kids, and that's exactly what our goal is in the community, is to make sure that our kids are safe getting on and off the bus. That's from the curb till they sit down on the bus. And so it's super important for people to understand that when those school bus stop signs are out, that they stop the whole time that those signs are out. We want to make sure all our kids get to school and get home.
The Iowa law requires drivers going both directions to stop on a 2- or 3-lane highway whenever a bus's stop sign is showing. Unlawful passing of a school bus is considered a misdemeanor, and first-time offenders could pay up to a $675 fine. Additional offenses are considered a serious misdemeanor and carry a fine up to $1,875. Prison time may also be applied for offenders, and license suspension will occur as well. The Humboldt and Twin River Schools, as well as local law enforcement, want to remind the community the importance of obeying school bus traffic signals. Cooperation is about the safety of children in the community.